How, okay. Do you want your mouth harp?
I don't want to play it because you just called it a mouth
harp. Can I hold it and you play it? While you play?
I got something you can hold while I play.
With your mouth.
Between your knees. People that you know don't like you.
And you treasure friendships and... Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends. There we go. That was okay.
That'll do.
Yeah, I mean, it got us started the show.
That'll do, pig.
Hi.
Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Fligger.
Yes.
Josh Fligger's back with us. Larry Morgan and who's that other guy?
The other guy.
Who's Mr. Other Farmer? Hall of Famer? Sam Farmer. They're on assignment.
I wonder what camp Sam's in right now.
I don't know.
He's probably just going to be all over the place for like the next 4 weeks,
yeah,
right?
He's in, what was the text that he said? I'm in
NFL hell.
NFL preview hell or something.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to, you know, study the lay of the land and all 32 teams and all of the issues that are going on and figure out what he's going to be talking about, where he's going to be traveling, you know, these.
You know, we always talk about how great it would be to do a job like that. You know what I mean? Be like, oh, I get to be around all these NFL players. But then things like this makes me go, God, do I really want to study the Jacksonville Jaguars just right. So I know my shit? Because I have to know my right. shit. And it's like, I don't give 1 ounce of shit about the Jacksonville Jaguars or the New Orleans Saints. Or, you know what I mean? Just a bunch of those teams I just don't care about.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. And not only that, we talk about, wow, what freedom you have to go and just cover whatever you want. Uh-huh. Well, that means you have to come up with what you want right, to cover, and it's all self-directed. And
it better be good.
It better be good. Because
if it isn't good, then it's your fault because you picked it.
Right. And then you've got to write a story about it.
Yeah.
And come up with it. So, there's two sides to that one for sure.
How you doing?
Great. Good to have you back.
Thanks.
After all the vacations.
It's been like, we were just talking. How
was
long
it three
been?
Weeks or four?
Maybe four.
I think it was four.
It could be four.
Yeah.
Because I think I missed you when you were on a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a whole bunch
my
of
birthday
back
and all
forth.
That stuff.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. And you know what?
What?
We deserved it.
I did.
I think we deserved it.
It was nice to get some family time.
It was. It was nice to get away.
I just laid on a beach, just ate and drank for a week. It was great.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was, last time we talked on the phone, when you called during the show, I hung up the phone and immediately regretted my answer for what the best thing I ate on vacation was.
Oh.
Because as soon as I ate it, I was like, I almost called you while I was eating it at the Charlotte Airport.
Charlotte, South Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, rather, airport.
I'll give you a guess. You get one guess.
Oh, I know. Not Fuddruckers.
Mr.
Jingleheimer.
Bojangles.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It's pretty good.
It was so good. That is... That I decided at that moment, it was like 9:30 in the morning, and I'm eating a chicken, just a chicken and a biscuit sandwich, and I'm eating it, and I'm standing there, I'm like, this is the best fast food thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
It's good.
So good.
Thompson took me there.
I know, that's why.
When I went out to see the Colts Panthers game.
It's so simple, too. It's literally just, what did you get? Just the chicken and biscuit, right?
So good.
That's all I got.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
So
What else do you get? I think I might have gotten a little gravy.
Oh, yeah. They had a whole bunch of other stuff, but I was like, I'm not jamming this in my body before getting a five-hour flight.
Just
ruin that plane for about 150 people.
It's so good. By the way, I was... trading text with Mark last night, this morning. I hope it's okay to share this little tidbit. And maybe he's already shared it on his podcast. I don't know, and I hope I'm not stealing his thunder and doing it. He was telling me about...
Excuse me.
He goes, I did this 20-minute tribute to the great songwriter Jimmy Webb. You know, Jimmy Webb wrote Wichita Lineman.
Right.
And, By the Time I Get to Phoenix and so forth. And
what, he did it on his podcast? Or he just did it for fun?
I think he did. I don't know. And I hope I'm not stealing his thunder and talking about it. But he said, I did this 20-minute tribute to him to celebrate his passing. The only problem with that is Jimmy Webb's still alive.
Why did he get it stuck in his head? He just had a dream and he died. He said, I better go do a podcast.
That's just
Did you see he died yesterday?
I fucking hate Jimmy Webb, though, for that song, MacArthur Park.
I don't know.
Someone left a cake out in the rain, and I don't think I can take it. Because it took too long to bake it. And I may never have that recipe again. Oh, no. Fucking tripe.
I've never
that
even
is,
heard it.
Oh, no, God.
It's probably one of the songs I've heard and just shrugged it off.
It's like so fucking bad. Richard Harris sings it. Richard Harris, he was the first Dumbledore, right?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? Anyway, why would I know?
He's a very famous actor.
Am I wearing wizard sleeves?
Famous actor. In The Unforgiven, he was the Duck of Death.
Are you talking about the Clint Eastwood movie?
Yes.
It's called Unforgiven, not The Unforgiven.
Oh, so sorry.
It's all right.
Anyway, very famous actor. Has been acting since the 50s. Anyway, he's dead now. But
what kind of music is this?
It's shit music.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like...
It's popular
where would
music.
Where would it be played on the radio? What station?
In hell.
Where would it fit?
It was okay. You remember our engineer Terry?
Yeah.
When the sound was going away, everybody could have a song played if they wanted to. That was the song he wanted to play, and I just brutalized it on the air. I'm like, this is a hunk of shit. And then somebody said, Terry requested that. I'm like, oh shit, God. All right, and I had to play it again because I shit all over it the first time. Yeah. It's just bad. I hate it. Anyway, what was your question? Sorry, I cut you off.
I don't even remember. I don't even know. I don't know what I was talking about.
Okay.
What's new with you?
Love and Life.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did you listen to last week's episode?
I got like halfway through it, and then I had to make dinner.
Well, I have an apology to make.
To me?
No.
Oh,
absolutely
shit.
Not.
Then I don't really care.
To my wife, Laura.
Oh, what'd you do?
I have an apology. It's not something I did.
Well, if you're apologizing.
Okay.
What did you do?
Something that I said that I'll take back. I'll walk back just a little bit.
All right.
For my birthday,
uh-huh.
She decided I was getting, I was growing a little too much horizontally. So she got me a trip to a personal trainer. And Sam and I were having the conversation. He's like, so if you do that for your wife, how would that go over? And I'm like,
hey, I can't tell if I listen to this or I've just had this conversation with you before.
Going the other way, it would sting. But anyway.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine just walking in with like a gift certificate and be like, look what I got you, baby.
Pilates.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
I got you hot yoga.
I go to this trainer in the intervening time this last week since we last had a podcast. And this guy was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had the hip surgery and so forth, and so was talking about that. Anyway, he ran me through some things, and it was interesting, like some special lunges that we were doing that kind of quickly
special lunges.
Well,
that's what I do when I tell Owen we're doing. We lock the door. No, don't come in here. We're doing special lunges.
When a mommy and a daddy love each other very much, they come together in a special lunge. Anyway, there wasn't anything. I mean, it's an ordinary lunge, but it was like the instead of when I think of an ordinary lunge, I think of where you just bring your knee almost to the ground and you walk a certain distance.
Right.
You just this is the backward lunge where you're
Oh, so you're just staying in place.
Yeah, you're staying in place and going backward.
Into right.
And what that did is immediately revealed the limitations of my hip flexors, from the surgery, and what I'm like, whoa, there it is, and it was
is it just like stiff, or was there pain, or both?
There's just a limit to how far I can go before stuff starts popping,
right?
And not popping out of place, but just they brutalize that whole section with the muscles, and it takes a while to build them back up,
right?
And so
if you're not doing exercises like squats every day. Muscle's never going to get built.
Exactly. So, anyway, quickly showed me, that's what I have to work on. And it was weird how I could go down, almost to the ground with the knee of the leg of my right leg where I had the surgery. But on the other side, I couldn't go down quite as far. And I'm like, that's because that's working the right,
right.
hip. And so anyways, just it was illuminating to do that and realize some things about my health. I got to the
Sounds
end of
like
it.
You got some hip knowledge.
I did.
Pretty cool.
I got hipped about my hip.
Yay.
And this guy at the end of it, he's like, "Well, you're actually in pretty good shape, you know, but I'm just tubby. I need to."
Was he like giving you a wink when he said it though? Yeah. Is he just like, "Hey, well, you're well, he was in pretty good shape."
He was holding my testicle.
I wasn't ready to go that far. Jesus. This is going to be subtle about it. Leave a little imagination to the listeners. So that's good. So, did you learn a bunch of exercises you can just do at
a
home?
A couple, yeah. And I'm going to go back to them a couple of times and you know, try to...
What kind of pants did you wear? Were you wearing like really tight bicycle shorts?
They were roughly, yeah. Lace.
Neon green bicycle shorts.
I was dressed like Heidi. Grandfather. Anyway, so yeah, so it's good. I'll go back to him a couple of times, and I feel that's going to help me get, you know, back into the swing. And what else is really going to help is now when school starts, mm-hmm. Both kids are going longer. And Laura, you know, works there, so I'll drop
time.
Them off, and then she'll bring them home at the end of her day. So I've got the entire day to do my work and, you know, then get to the gym and so forth.
And
so
then also, too, because you get a little bit of recharge time that when they get home, you know what I mean? You've already had your self time. When they come home, you'll be already all geeked up to hang out with them.
I don't know about that.
Really? I know when I had, like... When I got home like an hour and a half earlier from Owen and Cindy, it was always nice to sit down and have like that 1 hour of just chill out before the little tornado comes flying through the door. So, so it was like, you know what I mean? You could approach him with a little bit of better of an attitude than kind of coming home and always and already being kind of tired and grumpy.
Well, wish me luck.
Yeah, well,
I'll give it a shot.
Who you calling?
Let's find out.
It's ringing.
Ringing.
Did you clear this phone call before you made it?
Mm.
Or are you just randomly dialing? Is it me, or is it just when I'm here, everything F's up?
Welcome to Movie Phone. For dramas, five press rings. One.
Five rings.
Remember when Movie Phone was a thing?
Hello, you've reached the Morgan residence. We're unavailable to take your call right now and definitely not ignoring you. Please leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Who's that?
Hi, this is Larry Morgan. You're listening to News Talk. I got the owner of tirerack.com on the phone right now. How you doing, Larry?
Hi, Larry. Hey, Larry. Answer your frickin' phone. Call us back, turd. I didn't need to add that last part.
I'm glad you did, though.
I took it a little far.
I'm glad you did.
I shouldn't have done
it was
that.
Like a,
that
it was like, you want to call back and apologize? Nah.
No, not really, because I'd need to listen to all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
She was from the 1970s, the woman who answered.
So I'm sitting there. This has happened like Thursday. Owen is sitting, he's watching the iPad, and he starts singing some song, and he goes, I'm like, what are you singing? He goes, that's the theme to Pink Panther. And I'm like, no, it isn't. I'm like, the theme to Pink Panther goes, da-dum, 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 right? He's like, no. So we're arguing. I'm arguing with a seven-year-old about this. And so he goes, well, I go, he shows me on the iPad, there's a new Pink Panther. So it has like a newer theme song.
Uh-huh.
And I go, well, that's not the original one. He's like, what do you mean? And then I remembered like years ago, I was in Ralph's and for some reason they had a DVD of like all the old Pink Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got to buy this for like the one day when I'm sick and I'm just laying in bed to watch all these awesome old Pink Panthers because I love that cartoon. And I go, well, there's a DVD upstairs of the Pink Panthers. Do you want to watch it? And he's like, yeah. So he runs up and grabs it. We throw it in. The very first one comes up. These are all like seven. There's like 37 minute cartoons that are all just Pink Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one comes in.
37 minute cartoons.
Yeah, yes, not 37 1 minute cartoons.
or a bunch of 37 minute cartoons.
are 7-minute cartoons not, with the value of 30.
Not a bunch of cartoons that are 37 minutes long.
Yes. Okay. So, and then, what was I saying? I don't know where I'm at. Pink I'm Panther. All math.
You're watching
all,
the first Pink Panther. Effed. First Pink Panther 7-minute cartoon.
Okay, so we put
watched.
It in, right?
Yes.
And the credits come out and everything like that. In comes the Pink Panther, just bogan on a big old ciggy butt. Just smoking right away. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. These are like from the 60s and the 50s. So he's firing down these cigarettes left and right. And I'm just sitting there kind of laughing like, eh, you know, whatever. So we're sitting there watching. Then that ends the first cartoon. The second one, this guy comes home. The Pink Panther's looking for a place. He's like homeless and he's looking for a place to sleep for the night. And he opens up some guy's door and it's basically a Goldilocks store. You know what I mean? He crawls into the bed and goes to sleep. This other guy, the guy comes home and he's just got lines shooting out of his mouth and his eyes are all crooked. He's hammer drunk. This guy's stumbling around. He's like, I can't even find my keys. And he grabs his keys and tries to open the door and all the keys fall down like a typical drunk. And then he opens it up, walks in the lampshade, falls down, all mayhem goes on. And then there's just all this. Then he calls the cops because the Pink Panther's there, right?
All right.
So the cops come and he looks at him. He's like, you're drunk. And then he's like, no, no. So they go and they like pick up all the hidden booze bottles, like find them in the toilet. Like this guy's got an alcohol problem. He's got, and they throw all these booze away. And I'm like, okay. Owen's like, what's that? What's the bottle with the XXX? I'm like, ah, it's cough syrup or something. I don't know. Don't worry about it. So that's the end of that cartoon. The third cartoon is this thief breaks into this safe, right, where the Pink Panther's living. And one of the running jokes is every time he sits on top of the safe because it's by a window, Pink Panther pops up and he goes flying out the window. Ha, ha, ha. So about the third time he does it, he pops out, the thief goes flying out the window. The Pink Panther comes walking out with this gigantic ashtray of cigarette butts. Just walks over, throws it in the can, and then the guy comes up and just starts shooting guns at him. I'm like, this is insane. I'm like, your initial reaction wasn't, they just start shooting guns, like they just pulled a shotgun out, just start shooting the Pink Panther, and he's all black and cloudy and puffy. And everyone's like, why are they doing that? And he's like, this is violent. I'm like, yeah, you know it's not real, right? He's like, yeah. And then so he loves the Pink Panther now. So we, again, last night, he's like, can we watch Pink Panther? I'm like, sure. First one we put on, it was called Pickled Pink. And the guy, and there's a guy that's just completely shit-faced drunk and brings Pink Panther home to his wife, and he has to hide the Pink Panther from his wife. But it was a different era. Great
wow.
cartoon.
Good parenting. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Can't a man take a tinkle in peace for crying out loud on a Saturday?
Is this Larry Morgan from TalkOnTheRadio.com?
What?
Josh was telling me about hearing...
Yeah, you know that I can't listen to you as you're doing the podcast when... I don't know what the conversation was.
I was doing QC on some spots this week, and I got to hear your fantastic news talk 30-second spot for Tire Rack, where you interviewed the owner and on like a phone call, and you're like, "Hi, this is Larry Morgan with Tire on News Talk, and we've got the owner of TireRack.com." You guys started just a magnificent dialogue. And I learned so much about tires. It's unbelievable.
That's great.
And I want to thank you.
I know, right? It was educational and informational.
Are we going to get in trouble for this? Do I have to take all of that out?
Exactly. Am I going to get fired?
I don't. The entire, it's broadcast to the entire world. I don't think we're going to get in trouble talking
about it.
Yeah, that's
true. We're probably going to maybe get a bonus.
By the way, QC enough spots long enough there at that job, and you might hear another voice come across your
ear. That's what I heard. I'll keep my ear out. I haven't seen that spot yet, but I'll keep my ear out.
Only my producer knows for sure. Hey, Larry, are you are you on the toilet now?
Flush it for us.
Let's just say no.
We'll say no. Hey, by the way, guys.
Wait. Can you hold on a second?
A wipe?
Okay. All right. What were you saying?
You'll wash your hands?
Why start now?
Before you return to work. Since last time we talked, there's news out there. Someone we know is now going to get married. They're going to lash the bonds of matrimony.
And I ran into one of them yesterday.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, how about that? Gina Grad is getting married.
And I ran into Andy Harris yesterday walking across the street.
Nice.
Yeah.
Andy
gave him a big old hug, gave him a congrats.
Yeah, who works at Premiere with you, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Terrific. I'm very, very happy for the two of them.
Congrats to them.
You know, the first person to tell me...
Happy little couple there.
I know. First person to tell me about this is... Lara, my wife.
How'd she find out?
Well, she listens to their podcast more than she listens to ours.
I don't blame her either.
which is a little hurtful. It's a little hurtful.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
heavens. He's on the other podcast right now. how's everything going in Cambria? Cambria?
Say Central Coast. Just keep it simple.
How's it going up there?
It's nice. It's probably a good 30 degrees cooler than where you are right now, and 40 degrees cooler actually than the room you're in right now. Typically,
how did you know? I'm sweating my ass off. How did you know?
I can hear Josh sweating through the microphone.
I'm literally like pulling my shirt away from. I feel my sweat rolling underneath my boobs into my belly button. And I'm trying to have this conversation.
Why don't you, penny pincher? Why don't you pop on the AC once in a while for your friend?
I got a gray T-shirt and it's doing that two-tone gray thing where underneath my boobs, I'm getting boob sweat.
Can I tell you what happened yesterday? What I got in the mail yesterday?
I got AC bill.
I got my DWP bill. You know how much it is?
How much?
$971 fucking dollars.
Wait, is that a 2 month bill though?
Yes.
Is that
the biggest one I've ever gotten.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
Yeah, we've had those.
That sucks.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was when I was living in Woodland Hills, which, by the way, is scientifically proven to be the heat vortex of the entire Hidden Valley.
It is.
In fact, they pinpointed our backyard as the main source of the heat from Hades.
Epicenter.
And I think I had a $1,200 bill one time in the heat of a really terrible summer. And then the water bill came. That was another thing.
Oh,
wow.
Well, we have like this little inflatable pool, you know, for the kids.
Yep.
It's small, right? You saw it, Josh.
Well, it's not small. It's like the size of a car, but it's not like a gigantic pool.
Yeah, it's like the size of a Prius, a Ford Fiesta.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
And so, you know, but I don't refill it every day. It's, you know, like it go a few days and then, you know, it gets kind of mucky and you have to clean it out and scrub it with bleach or whatever. Yes. So, but that is like, you know, that and yes, you know, we've got the garden and we've, you know, we have the irrigation on and so forth. But other than that, it's not out of whack with what I did last year, the year before. And it was hot as hell last year. This hasn't been the hottest summer.
Do you think somebody's leaving the AC on?
I don't know. Well, that's part of why I'm cutting back here a little bit in the back quarters.
for this whopping 45 minutes, you can give me one thing, maybe make me a little comfortable here?
Yeah.
I try to make you comfortable whenever.
Hold on. I hear a child screaming outside my room.
I do.
I'm sure it's fine.
Hold, please.
Did you know that last time you did this, you left it in?
When?
Last week.
Did I? Really?
Yeah. You had the exact same incident happen with you and Sam.
Yeah, exactly. You went, please hold.
Yeah, and you didn't drop in the on-hold music.
Yeah, unfortunately, me and Larry were here this time, so we could talk through it. But last time, it was just poor Sam.
Yeah, we actually entertained the folks while you were gone.
I was listening, and I'm going, Is he really just going to leave this? How long is this going to go on?
How long did it go?
I know. I was worried. I was worried that it was going to be like a 20-minute incident.
How long did it go on?
15, 20 seconds maybe, right, Larry?
Did I say anything horrible?
No. You just threatened them with physical abuse.
You called your kid an asshole, which I thought was a little harsh.
Well, the shoe fits.
Yeah, I just remember saying, put the lighter down, you asshole, to the kid. And I was like, oh, what's he saying?
Wow. I got to listen back to these things myself. Wow.
I told you not to drink daddy's bourbon.
I call it daddy's little reward. Can I tell you, my son is the pickiest eater. Is Owen a picky eater?
For certain things, they're just like untouchable. Like there's things he won't eat, but he's not. I've gotten him to try things. And but he knows what he likes, he knows what he doesn't like. And like, he'll immediately just look at something like, no, I don't want that.
Okay.
Like, he'll eat meat and he'll eat bread, but there's no way in hell he'll put the two together to eat a sandwich.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't get it.
They're psychopaths.
Silas will. He loves French fries. There's nothing on the planet he loves more than French fries.
Yep.
But having a baked potato or mashed potatoes is crazy.
Right. Owen likes hash browns and French fries, but mashed potato and like tater tots, but like mashed potatoes or anything other than the fried potatoes. He's like, nah, that's gross.
That's got to be a texture thing. Because they're not thinking it's coming from the same source. They could care less. Yeah. But it's got to be the mushy versus the hard, if you know what I'm saying.
Owen's got this thing where if it just even looks like cheese, it's just he can't eat it. He will not do anything with cheese, but he asks for pizza every single night. And I'm like, you understand that's cheese? He's like, nah, that's good. That's good cheese, though. I'm like, but you can put, like, he won't eat a cheeseburger.
Right.
But he'll eat a cheese pizza.
Well, it's like Laura will make a Mexican casserole that has tortillas in it and black beans and cheese and, all of this stuff that he absolutely loves. Mm-hmm. But you put it together. Fuck that. He won't touch it. He won't get anywhere near.
Have I asked this question of you before, and maybe you too, Larry? Are you one of the types of people that when you get like a plate of food, do you eat that portion of all of that portion of food and then move on to the next one, or do you sample them all?
I rotate through. Right. I don't.
That's the normal way.
I've known people and I've stared at people who eat that way, where it's like, I'm going to eat all of this side dish first,
bizarre.
And then I'm going to eat all of this.
Yes.
And that's so strange.
I just want to shake them. I'm like, what are you doing? You're missing so many good flavors.
Who have you seen do this?
I'm not going to say.
It's
somebody I've mentioned on the podcast before, but so I'm not going to call him out.
All right.
But I know a person that like will get Thanksgiving dinner, you know what I mean? And that's like you get eight different things on your plate and then we'll take a fork and eat. And this person is so effed up about it, they will try to get a new fork for every single one.
Is it? No.
Yeah.
Is it Mike Sherry?
No, it's not Mike Sherry. But that is something Mikey would do. Now I think about it. Okay.
By the way, I quit our league.
Why?
Because I've got so much going on. I've got another league. I can't do two leagues at one time. You know what's great?
But now I can't rub it in your face when I get one win a year and it's against you.
I know. Well, I came in second place this last year. Or I think third place. Anyway, what's great about the league, and Larry, this was People from the Sound. It was Josh, me, Chris Santoyo,
Sammy,
Sandy Sosa.
Sam Farmer was in it last year.
Sam Farmer was in it.
I think he came in dead last.
And what's great is
the Hall of Fame NFL writer.
The Hall of Fame NFL writer was kicked out of the league because of inactivity.
Uh-huh.
He was totally kicked out of the league by Mikey. I think that's sublime. That's amazing.
I hadn't looked. I'm in the league, but I hadn't looked to see who was still in it. But that is hilarious.
That's glorious. Anyway, getting
back. I mean, I think Sam gets a pass because he's actually at the real fucking game. So I think we can laugh all we want to, but he's actually talking to the players instead of pretending that we have anything to do with it.
Exactly. Instead of worrying, should I rest Odell Beckham this week because of his calf injury?
Instead of actually playing like
Sam's
Dungeons and Dragons NFL.
Sam's standing next to Odell Beckham. Yeah. Anyway, going back to the picky eating thing.
Mm-hmm.
There have been so many things that I've had, like strawberries and whipped cream. Mm-hmm. For it took us a year of telling him, this shit's good. You should try this.
I don't, at this point, I don't anymore. I'm like,
he wouldn't. And then he tries it. He's like, oh, this is great. Can I have more of this? This is fantastic. I can't live my life without this. Same thing with mashed potatoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He would never. And well, here's the thing. He would. I said, just try it. All you have to do is try it. He'd pick up his fork and he'd take a little bit of it like he was, you know, taking a little fleck of poop.
Yeah, and, I know. Like, it's just torture.
Very near his mouth. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Exactly what you're talking about. So much melodrama. It's like you're asking him to literally pick up a turd and lick it.
It's like that scene in Elf. Yeah. That scene in Elf where he is in the grocery or the department store, and he takes the perfume and he sprays it on his tongue.
I was thinking more about the scene in Step Brothers where the bully kids force him down to lick the white turd. He's got his tongue barely out and it just touches the turd. good stuff.
Anyway. I guarantee we all probably had, I mean, because I remember tomatoes, like raw, like sliced tomatoes to me were just like death, and I never had them on a hamburger or anything. And I remember my parents making the same argument because it was like, what about tomato sauce? What about ketchup? What about this? And I'm like, those are all great things. Do not get me near a sliced raw tomato. And then somewhere along the line, I just kind of noticed that everybody was having tomatoes on their burgers. And I'm like, all right, I'll try it. It's like, got over it immediately. But yeah. I don't, there's. That, and again, probably a texture thing because tomatoes are squishy and weird and I guess. Whatever.
My mom made this dish that was like this Asian dish called
sukiyaki.
Yeah, sukiyaki, and I call it suki pukey. And my brother called it suki shit. And that was literally. I remember like eating it and like crying because I thought it tasted like vomit. and like having, and now I, and it's literally nothing but just like I've made it and it's the most mild like Asian dish I've ever had in my
noodles
life.
It's
like rice and soy sauce, beef, you know, it's like basically beef and broccoli,
right?
It's like nothing. And back then it was just like torture.
Well, that's the thing is finally I made some some mashed potatoes for him the other day. Uh-huh. And I said, you're gonna love this. And I like garlic mashed potatoes. These are gonna be blow your mind. I can't do it any better than this. And I make some. I said, I forget what it was. I said, we can do whatever it is you want to do tomorrow if you try this today. And he finally took a bite and it was doing the thing again. Yeah. Like it was just taste it for real. You haven't even put it on your tongue yet. He tried it and he's like, a smile comes across his face. Okay, it's not bad. It's pretty good.
And you got to let them do that discovery because if you keep telling them, they're going to fight you. They're going to be like, just to prove that they're right, they're going to be like, I don't like this. I don't like this. And it's like, well, what I do is I'll tell Owen, I'm like, you just try one thing. If you don't like it, you don't have to eat it. And he's been really good about that lately and trying new things. But there's things I know he will like, but he tried a long time ago. You know what I mean?
You got to keep introducing.
I keep trying to get him to do stuff like it. But he loves broccoli. Like, what kind of 7-year-old loves broccoli?
Yeah, mine do.
Really?
Oh yeah, they'll eat it cold the next day out of the fridge. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, and Silas, do you go to Costco?
Yes, going there after the show.
All right. You know, in the vegetable cooler, they have those big bags of green beans.
Uh-huh.
Those big green wave.
It's like a 3-pound bag of
huge.
Yeah.
Right, we'll go through one of those in 2 days.
Really?
Yeah, like he will eat.
I love.
He will eat pounds of fucking green beans in a sitting. Just he'll grab them by a handful and
like raw.
Eat them? No, cooked.
Like steamed.
Steamed. Yeah. But he'll eat them like it is their candy bars. I just don't understand it.
Well, then why are you complaining about him not eating potatoes? He's jamming every other really good vegetable in his face. Let the kid be.
He will yield.
Leave him alone.
He will yield to my demands.
Is there anything that you guys hated as a child that to this day you still, I mean, did it carry over all the way? Is there anything you just absolutely?
Well, my parents grew up, you know, they were born in the Depression era, and they grew up very poor in southern rural Indiana. And so some of my nasty was more nasty than your nasty, I think. Like hominy.
Oh, that's not nasty.
I hate hominy. Oh,
that's delicious.
Hominy. Oh, I grew up in Texas, and so it was grits.
Grits. I can't.
Shrimp and grits, man.
I can do grits. You put enough butter in grits, and that's fine. But, oh, my God, hominy.
You put enough butter in anything, I'll probably eat it.
I have not tried hominy in
so good.
In 40-some years. I should go back and try it.
A girl that I worked with, she made me some, I want to say it was Peruvian soup that had the big hominy in it, and it was like, I hadn't had it in a while, and it was so good.
Liver.
Yeah. I love liver.
Can't eat liver. It's just too metallic tasting.
Do you like do you like pate?
Not much, no.
I could eat that just.
I mean, I had foie gras before I realized what it was and can't do it anymore. Because of the cruelty of it, yeah.
All right, well, then I'll just eat double for you.
It's delicious, but my parents would get gizzards from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
All these things, nothing is wrong with any of these things.
Yeah.
That's great in gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Can't do it.
Oh, I literally, there's nothing that I disliked as a kid that I still dislike.
One thing is, my parents, when I was little, if we'd have spinach.
You know what I dislike? Peanuts. Fucking circus peanuts.
It would be spinach. It would be spinach out of a can, which is revolting.
I just, the other day.
Well, that stuff's disgusting.
You know what, though? I bought a can of it, and I made an omelet. I drained the spinach and made an omelet with black olives, feta, and canned spinach, and it came out fantastic.
Huh.
So put that in your pocket.
By the way, speaking of circus peanuts, we were at the dollar store the other day.
Did you smash the aisle with circus peanuts in it?
The kids took them there because with their saved money, they put together little care packages for homeless people.
Oh, nice.
Put them in a Ziploc so you have them in the car and we can always give them
to people. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I do the same thing, except I just put trash in mine. I just hit him a Vons bag, some cigarette butts, and an empty Coke can.
Anyway, we were walking through there. Lara found multicolor circus peanuts. Colors of the rainbow pastel circus peanuts.
I would have freaked out and just lit that place on fire. I'd hold it up in the air and be like, look at this. Look what we've come to as a society. And just Molotov cocktailed that place.
Nice. Larry, what about you? Any food as a child that still nuts you up, grosses you out?
Yeah, well, I mean, eggs were always an issue in my house, but it's mainly because for some reason, my mom made scrambled eggs so like soft and icky, but it was the hard boy. I eventually got around to realizing that normal people made them a little differently than that, and so I could eat them. But I'm still to this day a little iffy on hard boiled eggs and deviled eggs. I don't know what I mean. I'm trying because I know
so
that.
So, like, you can't eat a soft boiled egg. That's just off the menu, right? You ever had like a soft boiled egg,
like a coddled egg kind of thing?
Where it comes in the cup. Yeah, exactly. My mom, I love
it. It is not something I gravitate to.
It's a little snotty.
Hard boiled eggs were even more of an issue. I've popped a few deviled eggs in my mouth and gutted it out and actually enjoyed it, but it's still. I think it's a. That's a holdover for me, and it's really tough. I have not embraced. I am not seeking out deviled eggs at picnics.
The farts that ensue from hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, pickled eggs.
Are death.
Oh, pickled eggs with beets and onions? Oh, my God. You'll see people's eyes water. Their hair will turn green. Have you guys ever had Scrapple?
Oh, yeah.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else? There's a place over here on Magnolia, Kahuna Tiki.
Scrapple's old people food.
They have like 10 spam items on the menu. In Hawaii.
Spam gets a bad rap, man.
In Hawaii, spam's great. I mean, it's a sodium bomb.
Oh, but you can get the low sodium one, but
so it's
spam
not,
gets a bad
But it's not good for
I'm
you
in spam
in any
camp.
Way.
Yes, it is.
But
perfectly.
In Hawaii, ask Aaron Au. In Hawaii, they can't get enough. Spam.
That's
but
from
anyway,
World War II, right?
They have like skewers of pineapple and spam that they grill.
Yep.
Oh my God, that stuff's terrific.
I love shoulder pork and ham. I think that's what spam means, right? Shoulder pork and ham.
Is it?
Yeah, I think because it was made for the army.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that's why it's so popular in the Philippines and Hawaii. It's because of World War II.
And I'm pretty sure there are some unnamed parts of the pig not included in that anagram.
It's whatever. You know what I mean? If I eat a liver, why can't I eat an asshole?
Snouts and hooves and all sorts of crap in there.
There's the title.
They couldn't fit that into the anagram for spam.
Why can't
they just stopped after the first.
It's called spam and assholes.
Why can't I eat an asshole? I wonder if that'll get bounced. from the iTunes store. That's something. It reminds me of the Simpsons episode where they're trying to cut back, and so they're not able to afford to buy meat for dinner. They're sitting down and eating dinner, and the dog Marge puts some dog food in Santa's little helper's bowl. He's like, "Hey, how come the dog gets meat and we don't?" She goes, "I don't think you like it. It's mostly snouts and entrails." He goes, snout.
Snouts are actually a thing.
Big snouts?
Yeah, like they're fried like a pig's ear.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yes, you'll see the actual nostrils.
No.
I'm telling you. I've seen
it. Isn't it mostly cartilage and shit?
No, I think it's like an ear. Like it's like a pork rind. It, like you fry it up, and it's pig is just an amazing animal. It's just nothing but greasy meat. It's you can take a whole pig, throw it in a deep fryer.
Nothing but greasy meat.
It's the best animal in the world.
You will be able to find some place somewhere in the world that uses every part of every animal.
Oh, sure.
No matter how disgusting we think it is, there is some weird stuff going on, and in some cases, some delicacies.
I love some innards of animals. Like, I love kidneys and liver.
My parents. Oh, talk about shit that I couldn't abide then, and makes me want to do a Josh Retch now.
I'm so glad that I'm honored with a name of a sound called the Josh Retch.
The Josh Retch.
The Herc. My parents, you know, Southern Indiana, you couldn't afford during the, you know, the Depression, you couldn't afford to waste anything.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom remembers eating eel, and also
I've had eel,
which I get barbecued eel all the time at sushi restaurants. Yeah, the unagi, but a specialty is something that they love down there: head cheese.
I was just about to bring that up. That's just brain, right?
No, they take the head of a cow and they boil it until all of the humors inside there, all of the fats coagulate and drain out into a pot. And then you drain off the water, and what's left is this coagulated.
It's like fat and cartilage.
Yeah, and it's all just
face fat.
Yeah, and it's like you know those candles that you can buy at the mall where there's like little chunks of this kind of candle, and it's green, but then it looks like a Jello mold kind of thing.
Have you had this?
Yes,
describe what it tastes like.
It tastes like.
Oh, Josh, I'm really surprised. I would imagine you could walk into any supermarket in Pittsburgh and there would be.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it, and I've been meaning to try it. I'm going to put this on the list with Limburger.
It's
head cheese and Limburger. Make them a sick sandwich.
Well, we need to have a smorgasbord the next time all four of us together and include hominy and head cheese and deviled eggs.
I'll even have, on occasion, if my stomach is right, if I feel like I've got a steel constitution, if I'm like in a pub, whether in the, a British pub, and they serve breakfast, I'll even dabble a little bit in the blood pudding.
Oh, blood pudding's amazing.
But the head cheese is just chunks.
Have you ever had blood sausage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
That's really good. Nice and irony. Tastes like you're sucking on a copper penny. You know what I mean? So what does head cheese do? Like, what does it taste like? What's the consistency?
Kind of like a Braunschweiger kind of thing.
Okay. Is it like smeary? Is it like... Is it like bologna, or is it like
part of the thing is that, like I'm saying, it's not exactly the same. It's not homogenous.
Is it like a spread?
It's like you cut
it. It's more of a. It's kind of it crumbles up into different kind of consistencies, right? It's kind of all mashed together.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's in a loaf, right? And they just slice it off,
right?
And you see these little chunks in there, like when you get old fashioned loaf.
What's old fashioned loaf? Ham loaf.
Old-fashioned loaf, it's, you slice it, it's a cold cut that has, like, little...
Pickles.
Different types of... Not the pimento loaf.
Okay.
No, it's like, different... It's not homogenous all the way through. It's not like bologna.
Ye old-fashioned loaf?
It's all just... Sounds... All just pink? You have never heard of old-fashioned loaf? Larry?
It's various meats pressed together into a loaf.
I have a feeling that this is probably named something else where I'm come from. But it sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Like,
here's the thing. In Western Pennsylvania, there's so many different type of meatloafs.
There's a place in is it La Crescenta? Somewhere over there, there is a I can't remember the name of it. There's a butcher shop over there, and they have tremendous sausages and stuff. God damn it, I can't remember the name. Anyway, I'll bet that they have head cheese over there.
Have you ever had a ham loaf?
I think so.
It's delicious.
It's okay.
How about ham salad?
Oh, no. Can't do ham salad.
They have it down at the farmer's market on 3rd Street.
It's like a little too sweet.
Oh, it's so good.
It's disgusting.
I know. It's great.
It's gross.
It's just like this weird, mushy consistency with salt and then the sweet of the mayonnaise. Mm.
Friends, I have kids outside the door, so I got to go out and deal with them. Oh, by the way, last story. Yesterday, shittiest day ever. Wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I get like way early because Laura heads out of town, right? She went to visit a friend. So I get up like 5 a.m. I'm going to go into work and get a couple of tasks done that I have to go in and do then. So I get showered, get in the car, and I have to jockey my car out because hers is behind it. So I have to switch them and, you know, double park to get the cars out, get my car out, and I drive away. I get on the freeway and the check engine light and the red overheat light comes on a Prius. I'm like, fuck. So I turn around and I drive back, have to jockey out her car, and I get down the block and I'm realized, oh, I forgot my parking pass. I'm going to get a ticket. So I have to go back and peel the friggin' parking pass out of my window, put it in her window, then start driving down the road again. That's when I realize it's absolute fumes. There's no fuel in this. I can't make it there. I have to stop and get gas.
That's when you realized it was Sunday and you didn't have to go to work.
get all the way there, and I start to sit down. I'm like, I'm barely going to have an hour to get this stuff done before I have to go back and get her to the airport. And I'm overcome by this insatiable need to go poop.
So, you got a turtle head?
So that took 40. Like, that took 40 minutes.
I'm ready. I'm ready to come out now.
Anyway, I come back and then drag the kids to AutoZone where they have that tool where you can plug it in and see what's going on.
This is insane. Go ahead.
And I take it in there and this person says, yeah, it says replace water pump. I'm like, oh, shit. And I think that's like $1,000 thing.
You could do
that. That's $1,000 thing.
Well, anyway, maybe in a Prius because it's all packed in weird places.
So I call them and ask about it, and I call AAA and have them tow it from there to the dealership where I got it, to Keys, and then I have to walk all the way home with the kids a mile, and which, you know, isn't fun walking. Yeah. I basically had to carry Viv because she's 4. And so we get all the
way
home.
Nice and warm,
the
too.
Guy calls me back, and he says, you have a 100,000 mile warranty on the powertrain, that's included, so this isn't going to cost anything. Like a $50 deductible to get it fixed.
Well, then that's...
Isn't that great?
You started off, this is the worst day ever.
I know.
Well, here's something funny, real quick before you start, is the week before I go on vacation, like 2 days before I go on vacation, my check engine light comes on in my car, and it these two other lights come on, but it's not overheating or anything, and I'm like, okay. I researched it, and it could be a couple things. So I went into the AutoZone guy and got that thing and went out and checked it. And I'm like, and I brought it back in. And he plugs it in. And he's like, there's nothing on here. And I'm like, well, I'll try it again. I went back out and tried it again. Brought it back in. And he's like, there's nothing on here. Are you doing it right? And I'm like, I don't know. I've never done it before. Come watch me. So we do it. He does it. Gets it in, plugs it back into the computer. There's nothing on the code reader or whatever. And he goes, is your check light engine light even on? I'm like, yeah, I didn't come here for no reason. So I went out, started a car. It turned off for some reason. I don't know why. So the day I get back from vacation or whatever, I start my car, check engine light comes back on. I'm just like, what the hell? So now I'm going to go and try to do it again. And hopefully it's just nothing. I don't know. I'm at the point where I'm like, do I just pull the fuse so the check light engine
light comes on? You know what it was last time? The gas cap wasn't on tight enough.
Well, that's what I researched. And I guess if it's not on tight enough, right, and that engine light comes on, it won't shut off until you disconnect the battery for like a couple minutes.
Hey, this is Larry Morgan from Talk Night.
This is the worst part of the show.
You need auto parts.
Let's just cut all that out right now. Just act like that never happened. None of this happened.
Larry, what are you doing the rest of the weekend?
Hold on one second, guys. Hold on.
Have you been in the bathroom the entire time of this show?
You got to flush.
That was kind of a tough.
You got to flush every now and then. Yeah.
We are about to walk on the beach, and the whole coast is shrouded in fog, and we're going to look at otters and sea lions and whole.
No, how long do you think he's going to go? And then he'll be like,
guys,
you're a terrible person. You're a terrible person. I love that. I think we got a screamer.
Uh-oh. We got a screamer outside the door.
It's pandemonium here at JLL's.
I just want to see if he's still going.
He's like, what? He's calling me. He's not answering.
Hello.
I thought you'd still be talking. We're going to stop and get a churro. And then...
No, I finished. It was a like major tribute to you guys and talk about our friendship and how close I felt, and I'm so glad that I was included. And, I mean, I cried. I think everyone would have shed a tear and felt, something really special for about us and about the people in their lives that matter. And so I'm sorry you missed that.
I love him. He expects it now.
Yeah. Wonder if he's still going.
How can people get a hold of you, Josh?
JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com. Email me. We'll talk about stuff. All right. Just email me with anything. You want to talk? I'll talk with you. In short, quick burst of like one sentence. Like, yeah, good idea. Hey, that's cool.
It's Amok PM Hat or 626-657-6428 if you want to call the YAF line. And I am available at Andy_Chanley on Twitter and Andy Chanley on the Instagram. DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook. When, you asshole.
Real fast. When people that you know don't like you and treasured friendships in, tune into this podcast where you are the official friends. Yeah.